Chapter 56. Numa Vessel Griffin. A stroke of good luck, Kurt said upon hearing the news. Gamay reacted differently. Really? Some luck. It gives us a chance. She folded her arms and narrowed her gaze. If she ever became a mother, that gaze would go a long way to keeping her kids on the straight and narrow. You realize the chances of success are next to none. Better than no chance, Kurt said, which is what we have now. Kurt's right, Rudy added from a video screen. Everyone looked back at the screen, which had Rudy's image on the left and Hiram Yeager's image on the right. And we need to do it quickly, Rudy added. This crisis is getting worse. This morning the Russians put out a statement saying they will no longer honor existing oil and gas contracts. All rates will be renegotiated to reflect spot prices as opposed to prices agreed upon months or years ago. OPEC is considering the same thing. We all sense the urgency, Paul said, but if the French and Israelis haven't been able to find this submarine after 50 years of searching, how are we supposed to find it in the blink of an eye? By looking where they haven't, Kurt said, we can rule out everything west of Toulon because Israel lies in the other direction. We can also rule out everywhere the French and Israelis have dragged sonar sleds over the last 50 years. He turned to Rudy's image on the screen. Can you get that information for us? I have the Israeli charts already, Rudy said. They spent a great deal of time searching for the Dakar publicly and privately. After the recovery of the logbooks, they spent 2 years in a clandestine search for the Minerve. They covered a large swath of the Med. Getting the French data will be a little more difficult, Paul said. I'm sure they don't want to admit their part in this. No doubt, Rudy said, but I briefed the president before contacting you, and he's going to ratchet up the pressure to what he calls an unbearable level. I expect we'll have the French records by nightfall. On the other half of the screen, Hiram spoke up. And if that doesn't work, we'll turn Max loose on their records and see what we can dig up. Kurt broke out a chart of the Mediterranean and spread it across the table. He worked backward from their current position to Toulon. Do we know the Dakar's full route from the intercept point to the spot where the French caught and sank her? We do, Rudy said. Why? Because if the plan was to split up and double their chances of survival, we can rule out the Minerve taking the same course. The Dakar took the straightest line possible, Rudy said. They were hoping speed would be their ally. Paul looked over Kurt's shoulder. If the Dakar kept to the northern Mediterranean, then perhaps the Minerve swung to the south, maybe even hugging the coast of Libya and Egypt. You can rule Egypt out, Rudy said. The Israelis searched Egyptian waters, both in secret and in a rare moment of cooperation with the Egyptian government in the 80s. That still leaves 100,000 square miles to look through, Gamay said. I hate to be a pessimist, but we could have a fleet out here and not find anything for years. We have had a fleet out here, Kurt said, for years. The glare came back. What are you talking about? I've done at least 20 surveys covering various parts of the Mediterranean myself, Kurt said. You and Paul have done similar work, 3 months off the coast of Italy last year. 2 months around Elba the year before. Other Numa teams have been doing similar work out here over the decades, and Numa isn't alone in that. Gamay brightened and said, I don't recall spotting anything that looked like a sunken submarine. But we did catalog a large number of sonar returns, including 10 different aircraft, an Italian destroyer sunk by the British during World War II, and a container ship that broke up in a storm off Tripoli. And even though that wasn't what you were looking for, the data was recorded, Kurt said. He turned to the screen again. Hiram, ask Max how many surveys Numa has done in the Mediterranean since 1968. Limit it to surveys that used equipment capable of detecting a sunken submarine. Max answered momentarily. Numa has conducted 371 manned surveys of the area in question. An additional 158 surveys have been conducted using autonomous underwater drones. 3 surveys are currently in progress. That ought to cover a fair amount of the seafloor, Kurt said. 29% of the basin east of Toulon, Max replied. Not as much as I'd hoped, Kurt replied. Rudy jumped in. Like you said, we're not the only ones who've been dragging sonar arrays around the Mediterranean. Hiram, have Max look over the old data for anything that might suggest a submarine resting on the bottom. I'm going to reach out to every country, aquatic organization, and amateur wreck hunter I can find. You never know what information we might be able to beg, borrow, or steal. Kurt took a quick look at the map. Their chances were rising. In the meantime, we'll head west. Why west? Paul asked. Because the Minerve won't be found between here and Israel, he said. In fact, I'd suspect it's well to the west of our current position. And how do you know this? Gamay asked. If the Minerve had reached this area, the French would have found it and sunk it, just as they sank the Dakar, he said. And if it passed through these waters unscathed, getting any closer to Israel, the submarine's commander could have ordered the boat to the surface, radioed in to Haifa, and called out a never-ending stream of IDF fighters to provide air cover and chase off the French anti-submarine patrols. Since neither of those things happened, we have to conclude that the Minerve never got this far. That covers the waters east of us, Paul said. But what makes you think it will be found so far west? The two subs had similar capabilities, similar speeds, and they left the coast of France at the same time. But the Minerve was operating with a damaged snorkel, Kurt said, which means she couldn't run underwater for long periods of time or at a high rate of speed. If you were on the run in that condition, what would you do? A longtime Navy man, Rudy answered this one. Sit still and submerged during the day, conserving my batteries, and then run on the surface at night, which cuts her speed in half and limits how far she could have gotten. I'm sold, Rudy said. Head west. We'll contact you as soon as we have more to go on. Kurt took another look at the chart, picked a course that would take them south of Crete and toward Malta. He stepped to the helm, fired up the engines, and got the Griffin rolling. They'd covered 10 miles when a radar contact appeared off the stern. It followed on an intercept course, closing in despite the Griffin making 30 knots. What do you think? Paul asked. Kurt adjusted course to the south, and the trailing contact followed suit. I think someone out there wants to have a few words with us,